Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Marion Stoltz-Loike. I'm Dean of Touros Lander College for Women. Today we will focus on the voice of the shofar. There are so many symbols that influence us on Rosh Hashanah. Some are at our table, some are in shul, but none of them hold center stage the way that the shofar does. And we need to ask the question of what does the shofar bring to davening that our beautiful tefillot alone do not satisfy? What does the shofar represent? So let's start with a discussion from Rav Sadia Gaon, who cites 10 reasons why we blow the shofar. He says, it's the creation of the world, the beginning of the new year, the experience at Matan Torah on Har Sinai when we received the Torah, the inspiring words of the Nevi'im, of our prophets, to remind us of Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, and also the destruction of the Holy Temple. But even more than that, he stresses that it should inspire fear and awe of Hashem in us. Also, it should inspire fear and awe of the Day of Judgment, of Rosh Hashanah, of the approach of Yom Kippur. We should also be reminded that it will all end at some point. Mashiach will come, we'll have Tchiyas HaMesim. So when we look at all of this, what we understand is that the shofar is a symbol that represents so many different complex features. Chazal also tell us that when we hear the shofar blow on Rosh Hashanah, we should recognize that Hashem is about to sit in judgment of us, but to take heart because it represents the movement from the Kisei Hadin to the Kisei Harachamim, from a perspective of just being in holy judgment of us, to having pity on us, to having rachamim, to trying to help us along. There's an interesting Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that also refers to the role of the shofar. It's in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, of course, on Daf Lamed Bet, Amud Bet, so page 34, part 2. And here it says that Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai B'Rosh Hashanah, you should say before me on Rosh Hashanah, Malchiyot Zichronot V'Shofarot, the three parts of Musaf, Malchiyot Zichronot and Shofarot, Malchiyot, the kingship, why? Kadesha Tamlicheni Aleichem, to make me your king, to show your acceptance of me. Zichronot, remembrances, kedei sheyavo lefanai zichronim letova, so that I should remember you, the avot, what they've done for good. But how do we do it? Uvama, how? B'shofar, with a shofar. So that the significance of the shofar is it brings the pieces together. And what's interesting is that we are asking here that Hashem should remember the avot, their dedication, the dedication of our other predecessors, their good deeds, and through the shofar, we will acknowledge Hashem's role as king. In fact, when you think about Mamad Har Sinai, when you think about receiving the Torah, it's impossible to think about that without hearing the shofar blowing. And what are we told? That Vayehi kol ha-shofar holech v'chozek ma'od, that the voice of the shofar was growing ever louder at the time that we received the Torah. And there, we're reminded of that again in the portion of Malchiyot in our davening in Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. But what also we see in these pieces is the transformation, again, of the Jewish people at the time of Har Sinai. And the shofar represents that as well. We're transformed from a nation of slaves to a nation of servants of Hashem, a nation of free people who willingly want to serve Hashem. But what's beautiful also is we transformed Hashem's role. God could not be king without subjects. And at Har Sinai, when we accepted God's role of king, as we do every year on Rosh Hashanah, we transformed God's role as well. And that's an important part of the symbol of the shofar. So powerful messages, complex messages we have here. Philosophical, historical, inspirational, nation-building, joy, sorrow. The breath of Jewish history. The eighth Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that the ram of Avram Avinu, which was used at the Akedah, was created Bein Hashmashot, in that perfect instant between the sixth day of creation and the first Shabbat. Chazal tell us that that ram, not only used for the Akedah, but the left horn, was used at Matan Torah, when the Torah was given on Har Sinai. And the right horn will be used in the future for Kibbutz Goliot, for the ingathering at the time of Mashiach. But the sixth day was also Rosh Hashanah. The ram and its horns remind us of creation and the love and awe needed to serve Hashem. And the love Hashem has for the Jewish people, which is why he gave us Torah, which is why he will bring Mashiach. Again, very wonderful, incredibly complicated messages. But there's also a simple message inherent in the shofar. The shofar, Chazal tell us, is a form of tefillah. And that's something unique it's bringing. But let's ask, we have beautiful, magnificent tefillot. First of all, how do we know the shofar is tefillah? And what additionally does that bring? The tefillah we say after every shofar blowing in the repetition of Shemona Esrei is Areshet Sifatenu, which is translated as the utterances of our mouth. The utterances it's referring to is the shofar blowing. It reinforces that it's tefillah. But what Chazal says is that when we sit in shul, when we daven, when we're tingling listening to the shofar, there are two pieces we should remember. When we daven and express our tefillot with our mouths are corrupted during the year. Few of us reach the level of perfection in every statement we make. And so when we say our tefillot, it's impacted by the fact that we've done other things during the year that were less than perfect. Additionally, when we have our emotions in our hearts, it's very often difficult. Our intellect starts affecting what we're going to say, what our emotions are impelling us to think. And it's hard to bring out those pure emotions. The shofar, in its melodious, beautiful magnificence, brings out the pure tefillah from our heart, enables us to say things and express things in a way that words could never do. And that purity of the voice of the shofar is why it's part of our tefillahs, why it's such an important part of the davening on Rosh Hashanah, and why the kavana of both the Baal Tokeah, the person who blows the shofar, and each member of the congregation is so important. Thank you for learning together with me tonight. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of their beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sara Rosa Bat Raphael, and her beloved sister, Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bat Raphael of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org/women/YR for a list of our daily sponsors. I'd like to wish everyone a ksiva v'chasima tova.